We had down that you were in person today, but someone thought that the bridge might be down over Beaver Creek.
Yes.
Was it?
Yeah, I think it is. That's what I was told. So I didn't go that direction.
We all felt like you could go 125 around through Bradleyville and get here. We'll wait. I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
I don't even know where that's at.
Go to Reeder. Okay, not Reeder. It's Reeder. And go to Reeder. Go north to Bradleyville. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See the big tree.
Yeah, see the big tree. Go up Mount Pilot, but keep on going. It's Reeder, named after my uncle's grandfather, by the way. So, yeah. I knew you wanted to know that, Sandra. At any rate, hey, we're looking here at your house and property out there and saw that there was an increase. It was appraised value last year at $132,411. They raised it to $147,568.
Okay, what was the reason that they raised it?
So what happened is that the new assessor did an index rate increase all across the board. So that rate ranged from anywhere from a range of percent to, I mean, a lot of them were 14%, and I have 1,500 of them that were over 15%. But yours raised 11.74%, which isn't, as far as the standard rate increase, is really not out of line with anybody else.
But they're just going around raising them up every year like this. Is that a plan that they keep that they're planning on having here?
Susan Chapman, the assessor's here, and she was going to answer that question for you.
Okay. So, no, it's not just me randomly feeling like this. We use a program to evaluate your structures on your land that went out of business in 1989. And so because we still use this obsolete program, the state mandates that we go up by an index every few years so that we stay in line with price increases in general. So you can understand where we couldn't price your home at 1989 prices. We needed to be closer to this century. And so
there was an index. They're trying to bring it up to where it's a little bit more in line. I'm not saying I agree or disagree with that, but as far as the index go, they do have the right to do the index increase. It's not out of line with what that is. So here's the amount of dollar amount on your card that you received that it said is very possibly not the amount that you're going to have to pay. Yes, the value is $147,568. But what happens is the entirety of the assessments go to have a levy. The superintendent set the levy, and there is it's the Hancock Amendment that limits the amount that they can increase that levy. So, or the levy affects that amount. And, I've talked to a fair amount of the superintendents that I don't have a guarantee, but I mean that they factor that in for sure. So it's very likely less than what you're going to see on that card. But unless you have some type of realtor comparative market analysis stating that your value of your home is less than $147,568 or an appraisal, there's really not much that we can do in adjusting your value down.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have that. I just bought the place, and it's still the same. Nothing's changed. And
sure.
I just didn't understand the increase on the property at all.
The tax commission is supposed to leave us alone, right? Yes.
Does she know about the 948?
Well, I don't think. So my hope would be that, you will get your tax bill after the levy's set. the bill.
Okay.
And so, any rate, okay. So at this time, you know, basically your valuation is the 147,568, and sometime take 125 through Hercules Glades, and it's a pretty drive. You will enjoy it.
Yeah, well, I got to figure out how to get out of here. That's for sure.
There are other ways, so yeah. Well, good talking to you, Sandra. Have a great one.
Thank you for the call.
Bye.
Sorry, I distracted you.
Yeah, all right. I make a motion that we deny Sandra Whitaker's request based on the index change.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands. I do have one last order of business. I'd like to look at Kenny, if you can. Wesley, sorry. I call my kids by different name, and now you are my kids. But yeah. Kenny and Wesley, they both end in E. If you guys could look up again the Camp Barnabas 1482 Lakeshore Drive property. This is something that went before us in the BOE 2 or 3 years ago. I believe it's 1482 Lakeshore Drive.
Yeah, I've got nothing coming up.
If you backspace on that, and you actually put a percent and put Lakeshore Drive in Beacon, that's what I would do. Is in Beacon.
Oh.
And so you can have your address points. And then you can map to Kama to it.
Okay.
Wow, look at you, Beacon Ninja.
They use the program a lot more than I do.
How long have you been in the assessor's office?
October will be 4 years.
Oh, wow. Tell me your name again.
Angie,
you've been a big help.
You said Lakeshore?
So you don't have a hard time remembering me.
And then you have to...
1482 Lakeshore Drive. It's the name tag.
If you get close to it, and then put your address points on, you should be able to. You
have to go back to your I mean, I could do parcel number.
Well, they got the parcel number up there.
Do you have a parcel number?
Oh, you can't see. Boom.
So I would like to say something to the, in general about the assessor's office. Mr. Strahan was in here and it was good to hear his points. And I've looked at that. I know that we have to cooperate with the state. I get concerned when they try and get involved in our stuff. But in the state of Kansas, they completely took away all of their systems to do assessing like Honeycutt, and they went with Marshall and Swift. What they did was for the entire state, for every county, the state now pays for the program, and every assessor has to use the same one. So they made sure that everyone is uniform across the state. We in Missouri are more independent, and we're kind of lucky where we're sitting with Honeycutt at the moment.
Well, I think, you know, to that point, probably my number one state where I get clients outside of California is Kansas. California, we know they're moving here because of all the restrictions and the government overreach that's going on. Plus, we've been getting people here for years. But it's interesting, Kansas, and we get a lot of the retirees. I mean, my average client, their name is Bill and Kathy. They drive a gold midsize SUV. They're 62 years of age, and they had a farm there, and they move here. And part of the reason why they move here, A, they want trees, because when you drive through Kansas, there's no trees. But B, is their property taxes there are massive. And so they are taxed out of their, and there's a lot of family properties that are taxed out of their, outside of what they can afford to do. I mean, obviously it's beautiful here, but that is a big driver for it, which is one reason that I'm so passionate, about this. So, but yeah, we don't want them going to all of that. I mean, Honeycutt is obviously not a great system. But it doesn't sound like Marshall and Swift is a great system either.
But it's current, and that's the worry. Like I said, we have to look at Greene County because they have switched over to that. And so, but I'm guessing their valuations have gone up too substantially.
Okay, so it's okay. So we're looking at this, the 2021. So we were in 2018, 2019, and 2020. It says zero, which they came in and ruled. This was an exemption that came in and ruled before, and I mean just a BOE ruling. And I have a, it appears that it's on the books.
There was a BOE. You should have had a sheet of paper that I brought in here from Mona. Didn't you give that to
me? I haven't.
You do.
And it says this parcel was exempt but is no longer and will receive a bill.
Because you can see my data right now, so it's in there.
Okay. So, and I made this case the other day and we thought it was zero.
I looked at a different property.
Okay, and there is another Barnabas property that is zero. That's the old...
Yeah. Oh,
that whatever that property was. No. Oh, I forgot what it's called, but it was some kids' camp that wasn't Kennecuck. But
111.
No.
No.
Doesn't matter. But so this is what we're talking about is the old Gary Smalley building. But this property came before us. This is one of the reasons why I want to come back to the exemptions issue. And I'm not even just talking about tax exempt. I mean, this one happens to be tax exempt, but and I'm gonna address this first, and then I'll ask about the other, and if we want to table it again, we can. But on this property of 1482 Lakeshore Drive, I'm gonna move it back to where it was in 2020, which was tax exempt. Because it is on the books to be taxed right now.
Why was it changed?
I don't know anything about that. Why is it being removed from being tax exempt?
No, for some reason it was put back on the books, the exemption for being
look
tax
at the
exempt.
History.
But
go back and put
see
the
top
up
of
there.
The see the very top line up there. No, you just
does that down. Just mean that's the value? It doesn't mean it's being taxed.
Go back to the main screen.
Can you go back to the main screen?
Okay.
See the very top where it says RL up there, way up there in the corner, RL next to
straight
no
above her finger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what would have to be changed to ES.
To make it.
And I can't imagine anybody in my office doing that. I don't know why it would be. That's where the exemption shows. I mean, that we assess everything, but that would have to be changed. And the last person who was in this file was this person.
So this was a BOE, came before us in 2017. All three of us were here. And we saw the tax exempt papers, they presented everything accurate. We made a ruling. This should not change. This gentleman right here didn't appeal. He doesn't know.
Okay.
And this is a very real concern. He would have had a tax bill. Books close as soon as we're done July 31st. He gets his bill in the mail. And he's going, I thought I took care of this in 2017 when we went in.
But can you
what
see,
she's
we
saying.
We didn't do anything here. Somebody would have had to have changed that, but it would reflect.
Oh, no, it's definitely.
Anytime we make a change where Chuck's name is in red there on the left is what she's saying, that will change when somebody's in there.
Okay,
so
what
day
was that?
The last change
that
was in there. Was in 2018 by Chuck.
8/21/2018.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, did Chuck make the change before he left?
No, it's 18. It changed in 2021.
But see, it's been zero.
It's been zero in 2019 and 2020.
So why did it suddenly change? Is what we're trying to figure out. And did this happen to anybody else?
It could have been a computer error.
Well, it does have a 2021 value on there.
That was the last.